you know, this game, I thought your first half really played with a lot of energy. The shots weren't falling. That was kind of a tale this whole game. But there's a couple areas in this game, the first quarter, where you guys had gave up a lot of second chance points. And it just seemed like that the energy just wasn't quite there in the second half.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't. You know, you're right, our shots weren't falling. But we also said at the beginning of the game we wanted to attack the basket, get ourselves to the free throw line. And we didn't do that until late in the fourth quarter. And obviously it was too late at that time. Our rebounds, we weren't getting those key rebounds that they were getting second chances. We saw that in the JV game. We knew that they would try extra hard in the varsity game. But, you know, just one of those things that we didn't do.
I thought, you know, with Janessa having a tough night tonight from the field, probably a season low 8 points, Shanae Hamey really stepped up and played that leadership role, and she was very aggressive all night tonight with the ball and finished with her season high of 11.
Yeah, Shanae is doing great. She even did great Tuesday night. She doesn't give up. I mean, she's going 100% the whole game. She's taking it to the basket, trying to get layups, more points for herself, and also on the defensive end, she's stepped up a lot. We've changed up our defense, but, you know, she keeps being aggressive. There's a couple times she had key steals, and, you know, and our other players were running down at the other end, not really knowing what was going on. So Shanae is going 100%. We need some other girls to step in and play as hard as she does.
I know another thing of concern for you as well. You didn't get back-to-back possessions with points tonight till late in that ball game. That's got to be a concern for you as well.
Yeah, it is. You know, just like Tuesday night, we didn't play until the second half, and tonight I don't think we played until there's about 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. We need to start from the very tip. You know, there's Bailey finally got a steal whenever it was at the end of the game. We are very capable of playing a lot better, and we need to learn going into the midseason tournament, get a few wins here so that we're ready for the rest of conference play.
What probably makes this tougher than anything else on the kids is they've probably played the three best teams in the league right off the bat out of the break.
Yeah, and, you know, we got to realize that, but we've also got to get better and learn from our mistakes. Those are good games that, you know, will help us in the long run, but we can't get down on ourselves, and we have to get better each game.
Well, you guys will go to Colby next Thursday. You face the Liberal Lady Redskins, and it seems like a very winnable game. What are some things next week that you're going to do in the practice gym?
We're going to focus on ourselves. You know, I think tonight we definitely beat ourselves. We knew what we needed to do defensively and offensively. We didn't execute that in time. We got in a hole too late, and our heads were down. So we just need to focus on us. I think this is the first game that Janessa didn't get her shots going. There's some key shots that usually fall in that weren't going. So, you know, we just need to do some more shooting and practice. Just focus on ourselves and get better as a team.
A tough loss for you guys, 50-25 tonight here to the Colby Lady Eagles, and dropped to 1-6 on the year. Coach, once again, thanks for stopping by, and best luck to you next week.
Thank you.